Unit 4, wood shop. Mr. Paul walked across the garage to get his toolbox and belt from the shelf on the far side. His son Peter came down the stairs, hoping he could help his dad out this afternoon. At first, Mr. Paul rejected. Rejected his son's help and told him that he should go inside and get ready for dinner or just go watch some television. Peter, though, would not listen, and he held firm to his belief that he was capable. Capable of helping out if only he were given a chance. Mr. Paul listened to his son's argument and was genuinely touched by the confidence. Confidence that he displayed. He never thought the boy cared about helping out around the house, and this would give him a chance to teach Peter some of the fundamental skills necessary to build things around the house. He told his son he could help out, and Peter felt a great sense of accomplishment in knowing he had persuaded his father to let him stay. The aspect that attracted Peter most to helping out his dad was the idea that he could learn how to actually make things. His father was known as one of the best carpenters in the entire town, and people often emphasized this by telling Peter he was lucky he had a dad who could build almost anything. All his life, Mr. Paul built Peter many toys and things to play with, and Peter rarely felt lucky or said thank you. In his mind, he felt entitled to getting these things since his father was good at building them. He did not retain these convoluted feelings for very long. It soon became clear to Peter that he was becoming a spoiled child and that he really did not know how to make anything for himself. This was confirmed one day at the wood shop class in school when Peter failed to complete the simplest assignment there was. When asked by the teacher to attach a small wooden screw to a board, Peter had no idea how to do it. Peter swiftly decided he would not idly cope like this any longer. It was time he started to grow up and learn how to be more like his father.